أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله we continue تفسير سورة مريم سورة 19 from verse 51 to 54 if we can today إن شاء الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا. وناديناه من جانب الطور الأيمن وقربناه نجيا. ووهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه هارون نبيا. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, the English translation also mentioned in the book the story of Moses, for he was specially chosen and he was a messenger and a prophet. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى, also mentioned in the book the story of Moses, for he was specially chosen and he was a messenger and a prophet. And if we go back to verse 49 where we explained before, he said, فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. He mentioned, when he had turned away from them and from those whom they worship besides Allah, we bestowed on him Isaac and Jacob, and each one of them we made a prophet. So the relation between Ishaq and Yaqub, Ishaq is the brother of Ismail, is not? From Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So when we mentioned and explained about Ibrahim, and we said that Allah gave him Ishaq and Yaqub, he directly went to Ishaq and Yaqub and never mentioned Ismail. And then after that, in verse 51, he mentioned Musa alayhi salam. So he, as if he is describing in Holy Quran, look the eloquency of Holy Quran, as if he is describing the line, every line is a different line. Ishaq, Ibrahim alayhi salam, has two children, Ishaq and Ismail. Ishaq, then goes Yaqub, then goes Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel. The other line, Ismail goes to Prophet, to Bani Kinana, goes to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, that's why the Holy Quran separated the mentioning of Ismail from the mentioning of Ishaq. So he gave Ishaq, Yaqub, Musa, and later he come in verse 54, he will begin to mention about Ismail alayhi salam. He said, mention in the book about Musa, that إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا. He was, for he was specially chosen. مُخْلَصًا, he used مُخْلَصًا, not مُخْلِصًا. In Arabic, there is two words, مُخْلَصًا and مُخْلِصًا. And mukhlasan, mukhlisan are different. Although are they similar in the meaning, but everyone, Quran has used it to show some special expression. He said here in the English translation, specially chosen. Is not specially chosen. Mukhlasan means he is. When you say Abdal Mukhlisan, we say a servant Mukhlis. What's Mukhlis in English? Anyone knows? Mukhlis means he sincere, dedicated. He doesn't do things this way or that way. Straightforward. When we say Mukhlasan, Abdan Mukhlasan, means he is above dedicated, he is being in a purity state. Very perfect. That's why he said specially chosen, because he is highly in a state of purity in his devotion of believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing associating nothing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا. Verily, he is of a different special kind. Let us see what that kind. أَخْلَصَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْأَدْنَاسِ وَالنَّقَائِسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cleaned him. Everything that we carry on our personality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Sayyidina Musa, he cleaned him completely. He took everything from anything wrong, danais, ladnas, wal naqais. Anything that is naqas means wrong, and ladnas means sins, Allah completely cleaned him. Some scholars said that the difference between Sadiq and Siddiq is like the difference between Mukhlas and Mukhlas. Sadiq is, you are Sadiq, means you are truthful, Sadiq, don't do wrong. You are sadiq with Allah, you are sadiq with yourself. But it doesn't necessarily you become Siddiq. If Allah doesn't want you to become Siddiq, so you cannot become Siddiq. So Mukhlas and Mukhlas is similar. Mukhlas means Allah chose him to give him purity. Like Sadiq. Like Siddiq. Siddiq, Allah chose him and honored him to be Siddiq. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Mukhlas, you can be mukhlas, but you cannot be mukhlas. You can be mukhlas, you can be sincere, but it's not necessary that Allah will clean you from every sin and from every, as he did for Sayyidina Musa. So the difference between Siddiq and Sadiq is like the difference between Mukhlas and Mukhlas. Mukhlas goes with Siddiq, Mukhlas goes with Sadiq. So Allah described Sayyidina Musa as Mukhlas. I'lam, you must know, أن الإخلاص في العبودية مقام الأولياء. The status, the level of إخلاص is the level of sainthood. فلا يكون ولي إلا وهو مخلص. You cannot be a wali without reaching the state of sincerity, ikhlas. وَلَا يَكُونُ كُلُّ مُخْلِصٍ نَبِيًا. Because there is big difference between Nabi and Wali. Wali can never reach the level of Nabi. But Nabi, in his description, in his character, Allah bestowed on him the honor of being prophet. That includes also wilaya in the same time. But not wali can achieve the level of prophecy. But prophets, already they have the level of wali inside their prophecy, because it's lower than prophets. It's a regular, normal, sincere abd becomes wali. But Nabi is, no one can come except by, can be except by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants and honor. And it's impossible to be a Rasul without being a Nabi. Nabi can be Nabi, and he, in his Nubuwwah, he has the status of wilaya. Nabi can be, not every Nabi is a Rasul, and every Rasul is a Nabi. And that's why he say, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا نَبِيًّا. And later he say, he would say in other verses that he was Rasul. So he was Rasul, he was Nabi, he was Mukhlas, means clean from all kind of danas, sins and naqa'is, something that is low. والمخلص بكسر اللام, المخلص بكسر اللام هو من أخلصه الله بعد التزكية. والمخلص بكسر اللام من أخلص نفسه بالعبودية, في العبودية بالتزكية عن الأوصاف النفسية والحيوانية. مخلص with كسرة is that one that by his progress, by his amal, he reached the level of leaving animal characters, animal desires, bad desires, all bad manners, and try to elevate himself to a level of sincerity and purity. والمخلص with the fatha هو من أخلصه الله بعد التزكية بالتحلية بالصفات الروحانية الربانية. When you are مخلص, you can be sincere, trying your best, progressing, Allah might take you from mukhlas to mukhlas. When He take you from mukhlas to mukhlas, Allah will dress you بالتجليات وبالصفات الروحانية الربانية. He will bestow on you the spiritual blessings of His attributes and His beautiful names. It will dress you. You become sabr. You become Ra'uf, Rahim, min sifatullah Azza wa Jal. He will dress you with that tajalli. You are not going to experience to be in to be called that, but Allah will send from you, from that tajalli, from that light, from different names and attributes, He will bless you with that. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama qala an-nabiyyu alayhi salam, الإخلاص كما قال الله, كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أخلص لله 40 صباحا, whoever keep 40 days in full sincerity to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, that's why Awliya said 40 days. When mentioned, the Prophet mentioned 40 days, mean you cannot be with people outside on the road and on the streets and doing this and doing that, and you are going to be in ikhlas. You have to seclude yourself, and that's why khalwa came, seclusion came from that hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you have to seclude yourself 40 days. And that's why he said, man akhlasa lillahi 40 sabaha, whoever is sincere and keeps sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 40 mornings, means 40 days,
ظهرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه.
The fountains of wisdom will come out from his heart on his tongue. He will begin to speak with wisdom from his heart, coming from his heart to his tongue. He didn't say, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go and memorize and learn and analysis and do this and do that. No, he said, man akhlasa lillahi 40 sabahan zaharat yanabi'u al-hikmati min qalbihi 'ala lisan. He will keep 40 days in sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fountains of wisdom comes out from his heart on his tongue. That Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So be 40 days in real seclusion, sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure Allah will send on your heart wisdom without needing to learn it, without needing to run after it. Allah will honor you with that wisdom that comes from the heart on the tongue. Whenever you open your mouth, you speak with hikmah, with wisdom. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And Allah said, that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْإِخْلَاصُ سِرٌّ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. Sincerity is a ikhlas, sincerity, devotion, is a secret between me and my servant. لَا يَسَعُهُ فِيهِ مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ وَلَا نَبِيٌ مُرْسَلٌ. No one can come in between from Malakul Mukarrab, an angel that feels so near, or a prophet, messenger, cannot come. Whatever I give to my servant, if he is sincere, I will send to his heart without looking at anyone, I will send it directly to his heart. أنا الذي أتولى تحلية قلوب المخلصين بتجلي صفات جمالي وجلالي. I am the one that I will dress tahliyati kulub, to sweeten the heart. I am the one that I sweeten the heart of my sincere devoted servant with the tajalli of beauty and tajalli, majestic tajalli on them. I will give them that. When they are in the sincerity level. وفي الحقيقة لا تكون العبودية مقبولة إلا من المخلصين. Real عبودية, servanthood, is not accepted except from مخلصين or مخلصين, because they have been chosen, because they have been مخلصين chosen, مخلصين sincere, devoted, they kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their pledge, they never changed what they gave in day of promises, they kept that covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They are not being ordered to do anything except to worship Allah with devotion and sincerity. And sincerity, the lowest of sincerity, the first level of sincerity, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without completely for Him, no association of yourself with Him. Some people, they might go and say, oh, I prayed 2 rak'at, I made this, I gave some donation to that person, they want to show off. That Allah doesn't like that. It has to be completely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first step. The middle step, the higher step, to believe that the wujud is for Allah only. You don't exist. Allah is the one that exists. The second level in ikhlas is, first level we said, ubudiyya, no shirk, associating yourself with Allah when you do something. Second level is to be believing and reaching the level that no existence except for Allah. You are nothing. You do not exist. Allah is the existent.
أن تكون العبود في بذل الوجود لله إلى الله. It's from Allah to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Everything from him to him. Nothing for you from you. Means no existence for you. And the highest level of ikhlas is أن يخلصهم من حبس وجودهم. For Allah to free them from the presence of their forms. To free them from the presence of their forms بأن يفنيهم عنهم ويبقيهم بوجودهم. Means to Allah to free you from your form, the prison of your form, and you will become really not interested in any desire, worthy desire. Nothing. For you, that doesn't mean anything. Even it's your duty to raise your children, look after your family, do this and do that. But in reality, in your heart, it doesn't mean anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your goal. Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridaka matlubi. Oh Allah, you are my goal and your rida, satisfaction is my hope. That is what you have to do. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will annihilate you completely from your form and will bring you into existence with that tajalli of His that He will dress you with it. So Allah mentioned, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا. That mentioned in the book, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Musa alayhi salam was مُخْلَصًا, and we explained مُخْلَصًا. And after that he said, وَكَانَ. Above that, more than that, he was رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. He didn't say نَبِيًّا and left رَسُولًا, he said رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. He brought Rasulan before Nabiya because Rasulan is higher than Nabi, because Rasul carry in it Nubuwa, prophecy. Prophecy alone it can be prophets. But Rasul and Nabi is two more. And that's why we say there are five messengers Ulil Azm. And there are 313 Rasul Nabi. And there are 124,000 prophets, as Ibn Abbas said. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ. كان رسول النبي, after he said كان رسول النبي, he raised him. First he said مُخْلَصًا, raised him to that level. Then he said Rasulan Nabiya, but he brought Rasulan because it is higher. So he made him a prophet. Then the second level, then he made him what? Rasulah. When he reached that level of purity and become a prophet and become a Rasul, what he did? He said, we called him. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ, we called him from جانب الطور الأيمن, from the mountain on the right side. At-Tur is a mountain between Egypt and Madian, Yemen. And he said, مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ, from the right side of the mountain. And we called him from the right side of Mount Sinai and made him draw near to us for converse in secret. He brought him nearer from the right side. And what Ibn Abbas said, huh.
أخرج عبد الرزاق وابن المنذر وابن أبي حاتم عن قتادة في قوله. They said, all of them, that when he said جانب الطور الأيمن means جانب الجبل الأيمن, from the right side of the mountain he called him. So when he called him, فَنَادَيْنَاهُ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ, we called him from the right side of the mountain, وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا, and we called him from the right side of Mount Sinai and made him draw near to us, وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا, for converse in secret. What's that, for converse in secret? I didn't understand. He said, وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا, we draw him near us, it's okay. But what that from converse in secret? What, how you explain it then? In a private talk. What was that talk? Okay, let us see what's first before we see what that was talk. What? وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا means he brought him near. When he built him up, when he built him up, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا, mention in the book that Musa was مُخْلَص. مُخْلَص, I purified him, I perfected him, I brought him higher and higher in عُبُودِيَة, cleaned him from everything. When he came to that level, what I did with him? I raised him up, I gave him prophecy. When I built him up, I gave him messenger, risala. At that time, he was able to, that I will bring him near me. He was able to now be brought near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, near that nearness. When he brought him, he honored him to hear his voice. وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا, because when he said نَادَيْنَاهُ, نَادَيْنَاهُ, we called on him. He heard that. Because when he raised all this, he raised him up all these levels, now he can hear it. Without a intermediary, without a malak, directly. So when he heard that voice, and it is coming from Allah, is Kalimullah, he was able now to be brought more nearer. And that's why he said, قَرَّبْنَاهُ, we brought him near us, قَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. And what Ibn Abbas said? Ibn Abbas said, وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا means he was able, حتى سمع صريف القلم يكتب في اللوح, he was able to hear the pen writing on the preserved tablet, في اللوح المحفوظ, means he was hearing everything that the pen is writing في اللوح المحفوظ. What you call لوح المحفوظ in English? Preserved tablets. When he was hearing that, صريف القلم, he was hearing what? The sound of the pen, scratching. And you think when he was scratching, every letter must have a sound. He was understanding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. That's why he said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. When he was reached that level, he said, it's finished, I'm very near, let me see you now. That's why I said in Surah Taha, oh Allah, let me see you. قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِ, you cannot see me, وَلَكِنْ look at the mountain, انظر إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. So that will come later, inshallah. There is another حديث saying that وأخرج سعيد بن منصور وابن المنذر وابن أبي حاتم عن سعيد بن جبير وقربناه نجيا, we brought him near us, means he said قال أردفه جبريل, that جبريل pushed him forward
حتى سمع صرير القلم والتوراة تكتب له. He was hearing the scratches of the pen writing the Torah for him. The commandments, the Torah. He was hearing the writing of that. He was so near that he was hearing that. وأخرج ابن أبي حاتم وأبو الشيخ في العظمة والبيهقي في الأسماء والصفات. أبي حاتم وأبو الشيخ في كتاب العظمة والبيهقي في الأسماء والصفات. He said عن مجاهد. What he said مجاهد في قوله. What he explained that مجاهد. وقربناه نجية. He said the meaning of we brought him near to us. What he said the meaning. قال بين السماء السابعة وبين العرش 70,000 حجر. Between the seven heavens and the arsh, the throne, there is 70,000 veils. حجاب نور وحجاب ظلمة. One veil from light, one veil from darkness. It's not darkness, it's ظلمة يعني doesn't mean darkness here, mean you cannot see. It's what you say in English? Huh? Yeah, what you said, Tahir? Dance. One light you see, one dance you cannot see. حجاب نور وحجاب ظلمة. حجاب نور وحجاب ظلمة. فما زال موسى يقرب حتى كان بينه وبين حجاب وبينه حجاب. And Musa عليه السلام was forward, going forward, forward, passing all these light veils and dense veil, light veils and dense veil, until he was between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only one hijab. فَلَمَّا رَأَى مَكَانَهُ. When he saw that he was in that place and he heard the scratch of the pen, there is no more except one hijab. He said, "Oh Allah, let me see you." And that in Surah Al-A'raf 143. It's not Surah Ta, it's Surah Al-A'raf 143. قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. Oh Allah, let me see you. He said, no, لن تراني, you cannot see me. So when he reached that place, and he was not able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, no, you cannot see me. And that's another in Surah Al-A'raf, we'll describe it later, not in Surah Ta. So what he said, then Ya Rabbi, give me helper. What he said? He said, وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي. Oh Allah, give me someone to help me, وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي, from my family. So what Allah said at that time, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًا. With his shafa'ah means, when he reached that level, with his shafa'ah, asking, Ya Rabbi, اجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي هارون أخي أجدد به أزري. Give me one of my family that he will support me. He gave him Harun. So to give him Harun, he raised him to give him a prophecy. For with the shafa'ah of Musa. So Musa was able to make shafa'ah for his brother who was not a Nabi to make him Nabi. What he say here? And out of our mercy, we gave him his brother Aaron, also a prophet. Although Harun was older than Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him to be a prophet because the intercession of his brother Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And what Ibn Abbas said, what is the meaning of وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا, that Harun was older than Musa, with all that Allah make him a prophet because of Musa alayhi salam, and he granted him that prophecy. And it means that prophecy is not something that you can gain, that you can achieve. It's something that Allah grants you. It's a grant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because of your progress and your work. No. Not, look, Harun, he didn't do anything. Allah gave him. Why? Because
Sayyidina Musa asked for it. Means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from those who are near His nearness. And they, Allah brought them near Him, means whoever comes near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that nearness, we brought him near us, He said. وَقَرَّبْنَهُ نَجِيَّ. We brought him near us. So when someone is brought near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means when that one asks something, Allah give him. So when he asks, give me a helper from my family, He gave him Harun. With that dua. If that's for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, He gave him Harun. And Sayyidina Musa is a messenger and a prophet. And he was brought near. What you think about that one who went into Israel Mi'raj? And he is the messenger of messengers. He is the master of messengers. He is the seals of messengers. And he is going to make shafa'ah for prophets. What you think Allah will respond if Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask for his ummah to enter paradise? Is it big? It's not big. Allah will give them more. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, النَّاسُ يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَى شَفَاعَةِ حَتَّى إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. People are going to need my intercession, even Ibrahim alayhi salam. If for Musa Allah make Harun a prophet, Aaron a prophet, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say everyone needs my dua and intercession, even Ibrahim, what you think then he's going to ask? If Musa asked for Harun to be a prophet, and Ibrahim is a prophet and messenger, and Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad said, even Ibrahim needs my shafa'ah. And he's a prophet and messenger. Means what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to ask in the judgment day for prophets and messengers, for prophets, for sahaba, for awliya, for scholars and for the ummah. He's going to ask something that you cannot imagine, cannot be described. When he say, even Ibrahim needs my shafa'ah, what Ibrahim needs shafa'ah? Ibrahim alayhi salam is a messenger and he is the father, grandfather of Prophet, and he is messenger, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam say, even Sayyidina Ibrahim needs my shafa'ah, means he is going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Sayyidina Ibrahim in judgment day something that we don't know, but you can understand that it might be something that's very high. Although he is a messenger and prophet, but something very high more than that. So what do you think also for the ummah? Prophet is not going to give them something? It's not going to be like Sayyidina Ibrahim, you will get. Or not be able to get like the prophets. Or not, you cannot get like sahaba. You cannot get, might be like awliya, but Prophet is going to give some share to his ummah. For with his dua, intercession, Allah is going to give the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be the happiest by the shafa'ah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to bring us more near to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and more near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الحبيب بحرمة الفاتح. Next time inshallah we'll continue. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل أبو سيدنا إسماعيل فاتح فاتح